Marababa shata la da brindi kedidis. Marabaga di da bos kedidere de bos. Libra sundi.
Good morning, great morning to you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Welcome. Yep, welcome to the Morning Faith Boost, your morning energizer. And it's just so exciting to always know that you are there listening and then they're getting refreshed, getting blessed by God's word. So, hey, thank you and appreciate it. So always wonderful knowing that we always hang out together. Praise God. Now, we began yesterday talking about the Holy Ghost, God's gift to us. And this is super, super important, super precious. You know, you and I believe this week we would have a greater revelation, a greater understanding of the ministry of the Spirit, who He is and what He's here to accomplish and, you know, how to cooperate with Him, all right? How to cooperate with Him. So, let's just jump straight in. In John 14, we began from John 14 yesterday, and I mentioned the fact that I will still come back to the Amplified Version. So we'll pick up from the New King James, and then, of course, we'll go to the Amplified. So in John 14 and the 16th verse of John 14, Jesus said, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, or I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." So this is John 14, 16 to 18. Oh, Father, thank you. We receive revelation. Now, I know that what I'm saying about the Holy Ghost is familiar, but please let's not become too familiar with this. I said yesterday that what Jesus began to say in John chapter 14, He kept on saying to the end of John chapter 17. So if you have a red letter edition Bible or an app, or a red letter on your tab or your phone, all right, or any device around you, you would realize that John 14 15, 16, 17 are largely red letters, all right, which just shows that Jesus is speaking. So these are the final things that Jesus said just before, all right, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and then, you know, he got arrested. So that this is the account of John. These were the final statements of Jesus Christ. And you all know that at that point, a man begins to say things he needs to be recorded. Things like, I'm going now, so have this in mind. Have this in mind. Have this in mind. I need to get this. I need to get this. All right. So he begins, he didn't need to talk to them about the Holy Ghost because he had always been around. So now he's leaving. So he says, I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter. The Greek word used, you know, for another comforter there shows someone just like me. Someone exactly like me. All right. So if you say, bring me a chair, and then you bring one, bring me another chair. So maybe one was a plastic chair, white. The other was a plastic chair, blue. All right. But this is not that case. This is bring me another exactly the type you just gave me first. So it means you're going to bring the same type of the plastic chair, white, just what you gave me before. So another comforter here is the same like me. The same like me. But I want to take it a little bit further. And that's the fact that the Holy Ghost was already in the ministry of Jesus. Remember what we said yesterday, right? His birth, what the angel told Mary in first Luke chapter 1. The Holy Ghost will come upon you, power of Most High will overshadow you. We see Jesus being baptized, all right, you know, and then the Spirit descend upon him in form of a dove. He said, you know, God anointed him. He had the Holy Ghost upon him. So we see even his resurrection, everything about his life was, you know, all that orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. So it also seems he was saying, all right, the same person who's been with me will be with you. And then we see him still say, it's here. It's in this John 14. You're going to see it. You saw it yesterday. We'll see it again today. The same person who helped me will help you. The same person who helped my ministry, helped my life. The same person who allowed me be effective. I couldn't begin ministry without him. I'm asking the Father, of course, not like ask because it wasn't God's will. It was God's will. So the ask here is now, okay, so we would have entered the season where it is approved. All right. So it's not, oh, Father, you don't send them the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to really beg you. No, everything was God's will, you know. Jesus didn't come because he felt like coming. God so loved the world that he gave. So I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter or another helper. New King James says that he may abide with you forever. Okay. The Spirit of Truth. And that name means a lot. All right. Helper means a lot. We call him the Holy Ghost. You and I need to look at, okay, what are the other names he's called? And if you can, take a moment, look at these names. Just take a moment, look at, okay, he's called the helper. He's called, and then we're doing that in the next few minutes. Just hold on. All right. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you. That means he was already there. He was already around. And he will be in you. So the same person who was in me, helping me, same person is coming into you, but he's with you. I mean, we're all rolling together. I'll not leave you as orphans, I'll come to you. So let me go now to the Amplified Classic. And we'll pick again from 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. And I said Amplified gives us a sevenfold meaning, right, of the word. So Amplified brings out comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. Okay, comforter, counselor, helper. So I want you to take a moment, look at these. All right, I will ask the Father, he will give you another comforter. All right, comforter. The greatest person to get the job done is him. He is the comforter of the church. He's the one anointed for the job. If you understand, you know, the human language I'm getting to use, he doesn't need to be anointed. All right. He's the one who knows how to comfort, all right, the way nobody else can. Many times we do our best, we do all that we can, but he's the comforter, counselor. All right. What advice do you need? What, you know, just pick the words, you know, use the amplified version and pick the words one after the other by yourself. Helper. When you feel helpless, no, you're not. You've got a helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, stand by. These explain a lot to us. And the Bible continues to say that he may abide with us. Amplified uses the word remain. He may remain with you forever, that he may remain with you. So the Holy Ghost, all right, and these ministries, all right, that he has in your life towards you, all right, him is available with you forever, all right, he's available to you, for you forever, and therefore all these ministries, all these facets, all right, names that he's called, everything is available forever. So he wouldn't have helped you last week, and then maybe you go in trouble this week and feel, am I not bothering him? How many times do I want to get into trouble? How many times do I want to make a wrong relationship decision? How many times do I want to make a wrong business decision? How many times? I'm sure he's tired of me by now. He's your helper. He's here to be with you forever. He's your helper. So you don't view him like your friend or anybody around you who's complained and said your trouble is too much. He's not complaining. His name is Helper. So he will deny himself if he doesn't help you. His name is Counselor. He would need to deny himself. If he doesn't counsel, this is him. This is him. I need to get this now. You cannot relate with him the way you think. You relate with him from what the word says. So this is him. This is what he's come to do. And he will remain with you forever. And forever is forever. All right. So 17th verse says, the Spirit of Truth, you know, calling him, all right, that beautiful name, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it doesn't see him, nor know or recognize him. But you recognize, you know, I recognize him, for he lives with you constantly, and he will be with you. I mean, he will be in you. Now, 18, you know, we looked at this, but I said I was going to explain better today, so which I am. I will not leave you as orphans. So Amplify breaks it down again. I will not leave you desolate, comfortless, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you. Meaning at the point where he's crucified and he dies, these guys are helpless. They've been with him 3 years over. They've seen things that their generations had never seen before. They saw miracles. All right. I mean, they were in a boat that was going to sink. They yelled, you know, called out to him while he was sleeping. He got up, spoke a word, and the entire wind and sea hushed. They were with that kind of person. All right. Where the crowd was in front of him, they felt, Lord, let's send them home. Let them go home. Sort themselves out on what to eat. And then he multiplies 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And we had 12 baskets left. They were with this kind of person. Now, I want you to picture. So Jesus is with them. They would never fear anything. At the beginning of the ministry, they might have had fears. So do you think if they see a leprous person coming and the person mistakenly touches them, they'll feel like, no, they just feel, Jesus knows what to do. Right, if they threw them in the middle of the sea, you know, over time, I mean, their fears were dealt with over time. It was obvious they were afraid, but haven't seen him do that, see him walk on water. These men would not be afraid of anything water related anymore. The classic was one, you know, was the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. I mean, Jesus said to them, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. So we are going now, and I'm going to raise him up, and I'm happy you're going to experience this. So all of them, Mary, Martha, inclusive, felt you could have healed him. All right? And that's what the people said too when he got to Bethany. All right, this guy that heals could have prevented this Lazarus guy from dying. But Jesus knew, I want to show you people the next thing, the next big thing. So imagine after being with him for 3 years, how much confidence, How much faith? All in waking up and seeing that he was still somewhere around them. They will fear nothing. Are you getting this now? And then it begins to sound like someone that is going. They are in trouble. He knows it too. And he said, I'm not leaving you as orphans. I will be back. Yes, he came back physically for a couple of days. And then he left. But in him leaving, he was back. Because now the person of the Holy Ghost was there to do for them the things that Jesus did with them. And that's why we now saw them charging forth through Jerusalem. And the miracles they did, and Peter's shadow casting out demons, and all the things that happened to them, it was the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus told them, I will come back to you. I'm not leaving you. I'm not going to abandon you. So, child of God, you who have the Holy Ghost, you have not been abandoned. You are not abandoned. You are not alone. You've not been forsaken or forgotten. I know many times we want to have those goosebump feelings, you know. Oh God, I've not felt you around me for a while. We miss the point that we walk by faith. Not by sight, not by feelings. It's great to have those feelings. When we do, thank God for it. Whenever you do, oh Father, thank you. Thank you. But even when you don't say, oh, I don't feel it, so maybe God has departed. No, he will abide with you forever. In Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 said, I would never leave you. Never will I forsake you. So what you do is you put your faith on the word, not on how you feel. You have to align your feelings with the word. You don't tweak the word to flow with your feelings. All right, so in the 26th verse of the same John 17, Jesus said, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, Strengthener, stand by the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and to act on my behalf. I'm reading the Amplified. All right. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. In parenthesis now, he now says, in my place. All right. To represent me and to act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. And he will bring to you, he will cause you rather, to recall. That means in parentheses again, he'll remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything that I've told you. Listen, this is the ministry of the Holy Ghost. He will bring to your remembrance things that have been said to you. But truth is, he would also tell to you things that you've never heard. You'll see that verse in the next two chapters. He will reveal things to you. He will speak things to you. He will talk to you. That means the Holy Ghost is to be in your life in a real relationship. It means whenever you and I get stranded, we shouldn't have gotten stranded. But even when we get stranded, we can lay hold on a helper. Lay hold on a helper. And saying, I can't get stuck here. Don't feel helpless. Your finances are down. Don't feel helpless. You don't know what to do about your health. Don't feel helpless. You've made the wrong decisions a couple of times. Don't feel there's someone sent from heaven to you, and he lives in you to help you. Okay? To help you. And like I said yesterday, you've got to begin by acknowledging his presence. And then you look through the word like we're looking right now. And then you acknowledge his ministry. And then you might not know what to say. You might not know how to say. But just say, Holy Spirit, I acknowledge you as my helper. And then I thank you because I will not continue in this state of helplessness because I have you. And that is a good foundation to just pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Because Romans chapter 8 now tells us in 26, all right, that the Holy Ghost helps us to pray. That we don't know what to pray for the way we are, but he helps us. He helps us. Amplified version of 1 Corinthians 14, 14 says, when I pray in tongues, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. So that, isn't it wonderful that your helper can now help you express yourself better to God in prayer? He's the same one that knows the people that will need to help you, those that will need to assist you. He knows the things. He knows how to connect you. He knows. And he will do it. He is your helper. You've got to get this. He is your helper. So let's go to the 16th, all right, chapter of John. So John 16, okay, the 7th verse of John 16. John 16, 7 says, however, and I want you to listen to this. I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say that it is, please get this, yes, Jesus is speaking. However, I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. I mean, how would it be? How would you ever, I mean, putting yourself in your shoes, how would they come to terms with this reality that he's speaking to them? How would you tell me of all that my life has been so blessed in the last 3 years plus, you're now going to go? And then you're telling me it's okay, it's better. See how he said it? Good, expedient, advantageous, profitable for you. That I go. He goes further to explain, because if I do not go away, the comforter, advocate, helper, you know, counselor, intercessor, strengthener, standby, will not come to you. Now notice, amplify, please, in parentheses, into close fellowship with you. Because you could read it, you know, King James, and say, oh, if I do not go, the Holy Ghost will not come. That's you reading John 16, 7. But you need to go back to John 14, where he said, he is already with you. And then he will be in you. So he's not saying I will go and then he will come like he's never been here. No, he's always been here. He's the one who helped me fulfill my ministry. But the coming now is he will now be able to live inside you. If I don't go, he can't do what he really wants to do, and the work of God will be hindered. I didn't come here to live here forever. That's basically what Jesus is saying. I came here to fulfill a mission and to open the way for humanity to now be recipients, carriers of the Holy Ghost, so that men can act like I've been acting. So that the same way he lived in me, you can now carry him. And this is a promise made to Abraham. The promised Holy Spirit from the very beginning. So I want you to really have this in mind. So if I do not call, he will not come, please notice, into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send, watch this, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. And this is a major essence, an importance. This is key, guys, really like key. So the Holy Ghost is here now to be in close fellowship. Close fellowship. Oh, dear Lord. He's not just to live in you like, you know, a piece of item in a showroom or a show glass. No, he's here to live in you, to be with you in close fellowship. So you and him now ought to be best buddies, me and him. Have we all arrived at that height of best buddyship with the Holy Ghost? No. But we must strive for it. We must create time for it. Relationships are built with time, with efforts. You build time. You talk to him. You relate with him. You listen to him. You take the steps he leads you to take. It's a close fellowship. So the 12th verse now, all right, I'm still using Amplified. I have still many things to say to you, but you're not able to bear them or to take them upon you or to grasp them. You see how Amplified functions? It just amplifies it. I still have many things to say to you, but you're not able to bear them, all right, or take them to heart or take them upon you or grasp them. Verse 13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, I like this parenthesis, the truth-giving Spirit, just basically what's in bracket, all right? So that's part of what the Amplified does. It puts certain things in bracket just to throw more light on what's being said, all right? Apart from him just expanding, or it, the Bible just expanding certain things also, it puts some in bracket so that you could see, oh, I could use what's in bracket to replace what I just read earlier. You understand? So when he, the Spirit of Truth, in bracket, the truth, so parenthesis now, the truth-giving Spirit, so I could read, when he, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, watch this, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole, full truth. Oh, glory to God. Listen, I remember a number of years ago, I needed to make a decision. This was one of the verses that I meditated on. Why? I mean, it helped me. Okay, and thoughts will come to your mind. What if what you're picking in your spirit is not right? What if what you're picking is not the correct thing? I said, it's the Holy Ghost that is guiding me. Whatever he will reveal to me is the truth. Nothing but the truth. It's not the spirit of error. Remember what Jesus said to the Jews? He said, you're of your father, the devil, the loss of your father, you will do. He was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And when he lies of his own nature. That's the devil. So when the Holy Ghost talks, he talks the truth. He talks the truth out of his own nature. His name is Spirit of Truth. Or like Amphi puts in bracket here, the truth-giving spirit. And then he will guide, oh, hallelujah. This is something worthy that one of us or some of us could just meditate on a bit today. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Truth. He guides me into all the truth, the whole full truth. The full truth about your tomorrow. Yeah, he might give you in bits, but eventually he gives you the full truth. About your business, about your home, he guides you into all truth. I keep reading now. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that he's been given to him, and he will watch this. He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. He will announce, he will declare. That means when you and I walk in an actively close relationship with the Holy Ghost, we will enjoy revelation knowledge. We will enjoy revelation. We will know things. Oh, come on, guys. We will know things. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit. Oh, this is beautiful. This is super, super beautiful. Jesus said, I want him to come so that he can be in close fellowship with you. So the Holy Ghost is not just that, you know, thing, as it were. All right, that, you know, maybe you go to church and then, you know, your pastor speaks and say, oh, the Holy Ghost is here. Take it. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. You know, so maybe your mind, that's just all about the Holy Ghost. No. He's with you. To be in close, he is the representative of Jesus Christ. So the same way, if you've ever felt like, wow, I wish I were alive in the time of the apostles. If you've ever felt like that, this is where you need to come and tell yourself, if I felt like I needed to be alive so that I could be in the earthwork of Jesus Christ. No, he said it's better that I be in the time of the whole. Do you understand what I'm saying? He even told them, I got to go so that he will come. So if we wish that we were here while he was here, you know, we'll get the better part of it with the whole. I know, but I wish I could just see him and touch him and, you know, see the miracles. But he said, it is to your own advantage that I go. You know, if I don't go, he won't come. And now he's come. And if you're born again, he now has moved into you. Please, I want you to understand. It's in the 16th verse, okay, of the 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I want you to know, I'm using the Amplified, please. All right, I'm using the Amplified. In the 16th verse, it says, do you not discern and understand that you, the whole church at Corinth, right, are God's temple, his sanctuary? I need you to follow the rest of it now. It says, and that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you. Hi. So the Holy Ghost is in, you know, is in you and I, is inside us. But just as Jesus said that he will abide with you forever, Paul is saying here that the Holy Ghost now has his permanent dwelling. Permanent. I want you to think about this. Jesus said, I want him to come to be in close fellowship with you. Now Paul says he lives. If you're born again, you're born of the Spirit. So the Holy Ghost now lives in you. All right. Oh, dear Lord, let me just read through the whole verse, all right? So we just end on that, all right? And God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you, all right? Let me finish up. To be at home in you, collectively as a church, and also individually. So the Holy Ghost has his permanent address in you now. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost? The Spirit of Truth. The one who knows the mind of Christ. The one who will show you things to come. That means all of these great attributes, the Comforter, Counselor, Intercessor, Standby, the person who has all of that now lives in you. What a better life. What a great life. What a life of victory and endless success. I want to leave you with this morning, that the Holy Spirit has his permanent dwelling in me. No wonder we can say the greater one lives in me. The Spirit of revelation lives in me. The Spirit of insight lives in me. Are you getting this now? The Holy Ghost has his permanent dwelling within you. We're going to take up from here tomorrow. Have a spirit conscious day, a spirit, you know, awareness, you know, if possible day. Just enjoy the presence and the relationship and that company with the Holy Ghost. Glory, glory to God. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow.